Minutes Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Hamas doesn't care about the civilian population in Gaza. They embed themselves in civilian areas. They use hospitals and schools and mosques. They want those civilians dead.
Fighting for Idaho.
And the Harry Reid Senate has become a factory for show votes, where votes are made that are more interested in winning votes for Democrats in November elections than they are for winning jobs for the American people. That's become the norm.
Fighting for you.
It's one thing to listen to people and to talk with them when you're a candidate for a position. Now, I think that we might have a qualitatively different conversation. I want to listen first before trying to give my views.
Voices, Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We need to look out for one another, and that's what we try to do here each and every day.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Heidi-ho, Kay Miller with you. Coming up, we'll take a look at the border crisis, the death of an American general, and the latest on Ebola. The big question this morning, are we doing enough? Do you want the Ebola folks in this country? You just heard what happened to those poor folks in Africa. They treated the guy. He left. He's back in America living, and they're infected with Ebola. Let's go to the phones first and talk about economic development and smoking. He's never at a loss for words. We'll call him the mad marketer, if you will, Garden City Mayor John Evans. Mayor Evans, good morning.
Good morning.
And the reason why I call you the mad marketer is you're always marketing. You're always working. Always trying to stay competitive in between that Boise and Meridian, sir.
That's correct. You got to keep your shoulder to the plow.
Heck yeah. I tell you, you've got the traditional power and the rising one there in the Treasure Valley. Let's talk a little bit about smoking. What's the latest with the smoking ban? I know there are people going back and forth, and you can't smoke, you can't smoke. I'm confused.
Well, the original ordinance would have banned smoking in a fashion similar to Boise's ban, which is basically everything indoors. When the ordinance came before the council, I held a public hearing, and after testimony, the council created some exceptions to a Boise-type smoking ban that included exceptions for bars and bingo establishments. And it reclassified smoking establishments in the same category as a traditional bar, which would prohibit anyone under 21 from entering. There's a three-reading process to get an ordinance on the books over three successive meetings. And after the first reading, these amendments were added. It went to a second reading, and it was my hope that the council would go, gee whiz, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Can't find anybody that supports it, because, of course, Smoke-Free Idaho had pulled out by then. But they went ahead, over the objection of one council member, went ahead and had it read a second time, which was sending it to the third reading, which would be the final reading. So I just exercised my power that I have to over the agenda, and I pulled it from the agenda for the third reading. And although the council had the power to overrule me and put it back on a future agenda, they didn't do that. So the ordinance isn't tabled. It's dead.
Well, here's the skinny that I have. We had a lot of controversy involving this ordinance in Boise. We had our friend Tom Munns, who went back and forth with the city council on the Constitution and everything. I was wondering, and look, the health impacts of smoking, we all know that it's bad for you, but the business impacts, I mean, Garden City, the businesses there, didn't they all benefit because all the people that got banned from smoking in the bars from Boise went to Garden City?
Well, that's true to a point. Smoking didn't have as much to do with my decision as just operating in a society where we continued to try to regulate more and more activities. Regarding health benefits, drinking too much Coke, being in the sun too much, having too many fast food meals. I mean, we can go on and on and on if we're going to talk about activities that create a health impact.
Look, I resemble about three or four of those things that you already mentioned. Thanks.
Well, I understand that. But, it's legal to smoke when you're 18. You can vote. You can join the military and fight for this country, and I'm not going to tell you you can't go in a smoking establishment and smoke if you choose. That's not my decision to make. I don't believe the city should be making it, and that's why I took the stand I did.
So it's dead, so any chance that we'll see something else come up, or is it dead as a door now?
Well, according to the statements the council made, one council member Higgins, declared in an open meeting that she intends to bring back a full ban in a year or so. Another council member indicated that she thought a total smoking ban was inevitable. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think, you know, people can vote, so to speak, on smoking with their feet. I mean, these are establishments that you don't have to go into to conduct your normal daily business. You make a decision if you want to go into a bar where smoking's allowed, or if you want to go play bingo with people that smoke. That's, you know, you're not forced to do that. You're not involuntarily subjected to secondhand smoke. So, you know, we're inundated with enough regulation now. Let's leave these folks alone. Let them make a living.
Yeah, I mean, look, we are adults here, allegedly.
Well, you know, I've heard arguments that, you know, we have high school age now includes some 18-year-olds. One council member brought up, I presume it's has a basis in fact, that parents are holding their kids out of school an extra year, starting them a little later so that, you know, you could be a junior or senior in high school and be 18, and they don't have any business in a smoking bar. Well, I'm not their parents, and,
right.
You know, and they
don't want to be their 18, parents, right.
You know, I think we got to hold the line where we can on what I call the Michael Bloomberg-ish tendencies.
Even in Idaho.
Even in Idaho. And, you know, I'm sounding pretty hardcore here, but those that want the ban are well-intended. So I'm not challenging the Heart Association or the Lung Association or Smoke Free Idaho. They know that smoking has significant health impacts, and they want to protect folks. But there's a personal responsibility component to this. I think they're wonderful education advocates, and I think we're seeing the benefits of that education because, you know, fewer and fewer people, I think, are smoking now. I think you know what you're doing, at least, when you light up. So, you know, I think people make those decisions. If we're going to attack something that really has an impact on innocent bystanders, then, you know, as mayor, I see the impact of drugs and alcohol where innocent people are subjected to all kinds of negative things. So on that scale, smoking in a hookah bar somewhere doesn't measure up to the same level.
Well, I can't even spell hookah. Anyway, Garden City Mayor John Evans with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's talk about my favorite topic, and that's jobs and economic development. You know, we hear a lot about this area growing, people building homes. What about Garden City? How are you all doing?
We're doing well. We're seeing, you know, we've got a major new assisted living center that will be online by the end of the year. Which is a big deal for our little town. We're seeing apartment construction starting. You know, we're working through our urban renewal agency particularly and through our utility base to get our infrastructure, continue to get it up to speed. You know, you can't build construction and economic development doesn't start at ground level. It starts below the ground. So upsizing water lines so you can meet fire flows to get permits and those sorts of things. We're spending a lot of our resources getting our infrastructure in a condition so the private sector can come in and make the investment to improve our town.
Well, when we take a look at economic development, of course, always attracting businesses. How are you doing in that regard?
Well, you know, we're trying to be as friendly as the regulations allow us to be. Of course, we're governed by a lot of higher regulations, but I mean, having a client-based attitude with our staff, having meetings ahead of, if you got an idea that you want to do something in Garden City, staff will sit down with you, we'll brainstorm it with you, we'll bring the players in that that regulate the various things, and do whatever we can to assist you in making a decision to come and play in our town. And we'd love to have those folks.
What about the economy in general, Mayor Evans, when we're taking a look at the economy? Do you believe that the economy is rebounding?
Well, segments of it are. I think one of the issues we look at, we have this kind of a misconstrued view of the inflation rate, in my view, because they don't really look at some of the things that are going up. But look at your grocery bill sometime. Look at what you're paying for eggs and milk and butter and those sorts of things. So I think we're seeing a pent-up demand that's sparking our housing right now. My other job, I'm in the residential development business in Canyon County.
Well, I would be worried about, let me jump into you about that here at 580KIDO, Mayor Evans, because, you know, you went through the housing issues, and especially in Canyon County where you had homes valued at $140,000 dropped to $70,000. Now we're seeing homes once again being built in Ada and Canyon County. Are we concerned about we're building too much too fast, or your thoughts being in that business?
Well, I'm taking a very measured approach, so I don't get out too far. But, you know, that the pendulum's only in the center for a moment in time. And the rest of the time, it's either swinging to the supply side or the demand side. And it's beginning to swing to the supply side now, but not very far. We're seeing good absorption so far. Selfishly, when you see lots of inventory starting to come on, you start going, whoa, let's don't create another, you know, another bubble. But the rebound in Ada County, we've seen prices come back really very fast. And frankly, that's helping us in Canyon County a little bit because we've got a little more measured increase in valuations there. But yeah, it concerns me because we can overextend again and we're right back where we were.
Well, and that's the message to everybody listening. Just say no, don't overextend. Mayor Evans, always a pleasure. You stay out of trouble now.
I'll do my best, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Mayor John Evans with us. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580KIDO, glad to see some home property values going up in Ada and Canyon counties. Let's get you to work safely.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, we're always pleased to have our friend Sean Hannity with us. Sean's doing some incredible work. In fact, he's in Israel. I believe he's coming back this week, actually taking us inside the tunnels. And of course, you can catch Sean Hannity every afternoon at 3 right here at 580KIDO.
First of all, they're not going to continue to exist. We just managed to take care of most of them. If there are some left, we cannot guarantee that there's none left. It's much less than what Hamas had prepared for so many years lately. And the idea of Hamas was to have this as a strategic asset that would enable them to infiltrate into Israel and to carry out major terror attacks.
Yeah.
In this war, they have lost this strategic asset. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
when you look at the fact that Hamas is ready now to have a ceasefire, you have to ask yourself,
why?
Why are they ready to do it now when they could have had the same ceasefire about 3 weeks ago?
Here's my question.
And the answer is exactly as you said, they're losing.
But I've always admired Israel's defense capabilities. You go back to 48, 67, 73, and even in recent years. Did you not know that this vast tunnel network existed?
No, we knew that these tunnels existed. Maybe we were not aware of every and each one of them, but we knew that the system is there. And if we didn't know about it, even 3 weeks were not enough to take care of them, because just looking for them on the ground is very difficult.
Right.
We had the information that led us directly to the pier, to the entrances to those tunnels, and enabled us to, in those 3 weeks, to take care of the tunnels.
There we have it. We'll have more of Sean Hannity and his firsthand accounts in Israel coming up this afternoon at 3. We'll share more of his reports coming up today here at 580 KIDO. Let's go to this email that I got on Saturday, and this is from Andrea, and talking about her business and the illegals and how it ruined them, and how it ruined her business. By the way, this is from our friend Doug, who was talking about his trade being under attack because you have people coming into the country illegally and undercutting American native-born people. Kevin Miller, I had a very successful construction company about 10 years ago. Construction was a great way to learn a trade, paid good, and you could support yourself. We were told large groups of illegals were taking over California and Oregon. We ignored it, thinking no way in the Seattle area that that could happen. Boy, were we wrong. One knows how to speak English. He makes sure none of the crew learns. He smuggled in about 15 to 20 guys, puts them in one house, pays all the bills, all the food, supplies a van to drive them to work, and then makes big money off of all of them. We fought it. We lost jobs. We turned in all the fake identifications. Kevin Miller, it didn't work. Within a few years, all the journeymen got the boot from residential work, and within months, the unions were out on of our jobs, bringing in the illegals. That's just one aspect of jobs that were downright stolen. Stolen from Americans, from people that were not here legally. P.S. Always knew when someone was expecting a child, his pay would drop from $750 to $900 a week down to about $400. So they qualified for WIC and whatever else free. For the record, I'm female. I installed drywall for 10 years, worked my way up to running work, and eventually my own company. Met lots of good people. No help from the government. But they definitely know how to play the system. I had 2 children, same pay, no help from the government. At this time, a female Mexican lady is using my Social Security number. When I contacted Social Security to tell them, do you know what they told me? They said, you should change your number. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's been mine since 1963, Kevin Miller. Why don't they bust her? I had all the info on her. This is just going to get worse. And some people aren't made for college, and the construction trade was a great way to work hard, advance, and take care of your family. Kevin, I'm sorry for the length. Just wanted to vent. Keep up the good work. Tell the truth. And here you have it. I mean, and I'm not even going to ask the question because I know this. I've seen this firsthand. And this is where leadership in our state, in our country, from Republicans and Democrats, is solely lacking. Solely lacking. Here you have a young lady, 2 children, learns a trade, learns how to fix things. You know, if you learn a construction trade, there is so much that you can do. You can fix fences. You can frame homes. You don't have to pay somebody to do it. And if you're that handyman, you're killing it these days, because most of us are sissies and don't do those things anymore. You know, my dad tried to teach me all those things, and my wife Dorothy goes, didn't you do all these things as a kid? I go, yeah. Had the reverse impact. I hate it. But I certainly appreciate the people that do it and do it well. And I'm not going to apologize for sticking up for Idahoans, for Americans. This has nothing to do with partisanship politics. It has to do with pocketbook issues. You know, if you take a look at the Kevin Miller Hot List, the Ebola edition, there's a story about a state where the immigrants coming in took 60% of the jobs, even though the population in Tennessee went up by 40% due to native-born folks. They lost their jobs because businesses. And this is where I part roads from the capitalist cronies. Do we really have a capitalist system in America today when General Motors is not allowed to go bankrupt? When we give subsidies to oil companies? Do we really have a truly capitalistic system? Well, yeah, you take care of your boys. If you're a small business, you're out on your own. And a small business can be five employees to 500. So when people say it's capitalism, well, what happens when a financial system subverts the national strength and identity of the people that are supposed to profit from it? Just like the people saying that we need smart guest workers because Americans are too dumb to learn computers. That's horse hockey. And we've dispelled that myth. We have to worry about the people here, right? Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
News back. Weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:39 at 580KIDO. Coming up, our friend Simon Owen from Fox News Radio. Quickly, though, we go to Dan in Meridian. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
I had an interesting situation with the state of Idaho where I employed two illegal immigrants that when it came time for payroll, I said I had contacted them and said that your number that you had given us was incorrect, and we can't process your pay until you get us the right Social Security number for your work visa. Well, they turned me into the state of Idaho. Roger Matson, the director, and my we sat down with them, and they told me that I needed to pay them. And I kept telling them, I said, well, tell me how that would work. Whose number would I use? And the state of Idaho, and this has been about 6-7 years ago, but the outcome was that they didn't care as long as I paid them. And I said, well, how about I just put this money in escrow, and then you figure out, and I walk away from it. And anyway, long story short, the state of Idaho protected the illegal immigrants. As a business owner, they put the pressure on you. It wasn't about the pay. It was about, you know, understanding if you come to this country, you have the correct documentation so you can go to work and have the right, you know, numbers. You're not
sure.
Taking somebody's identity from them. I contacted the Ada County Sheriff. They pursued. Once the sheriff was involved, the two that were crying foul split the country because they had stolen somebody's identity.
Well, it's nice to see that the Ada County Sheriff actually had your back. Dan, thank you for the call. More calls in a minute. But we'll go to Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, with the latest on this comment. But before that, Simon, I always love, like, you always like to listen, so I thought we would take Dan first and just give you a little taste of what we do here each and every morning.
Morning, Kevin. Yeah, I must admit, I'm torn across a feed from the European Space Station and your output at the moment, so I can't comment too much.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about this comment and how big of an event it is. Could we see a revival of just people going into space and getting more involved with this lately?
Well, I mean, this is a project that was commissioned well over a decade ago, and it began a year ago, so it began 10 years ago, so it's not actually anything new. This is an attempt to, for the first time, put a space probe into orbit around a comet. And it began in early 2004, and they reached that target today after 10 years and a few months. This is a comet traveling at 34,000 miles an hour. It's called 67P, excuse me. And the space probe Rosetta tracked it down earlier today somewhere between Mars and Jupiter. So it will now orbit this comet, this lump of dust and ice, for around 3 months. And then it will try and land on it. But it is groundbreaking just to get to the stage of orbiting it. Never happened before. And they hope that what this will lead to is scientists being able to uncover a bit more about the origins and evolution of the solar system.
Well, when we take a look at that, I'm just trying to figure out how you actually grab a comet. But we'll see if the expense pays off. Now, is this an international effort, or is this something that one country is focused on?
Well, it's headed up by the European Space Agency, so this is its project. It has had input from other agencies, NASA among them, but this is very much a European project. And, you know, as these things go, they will nail their colours to the mast and go after certain efforts, and you hear about them after a few years of work, and right now this is Europe's.
Well, you wonder what they're hoping to learn from this. And, you know, usually it's Russia or America or now China. It's great that the European Union is jumping into this as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have the resources. It's the space agency is in Germany, and it has staff from all over the place, all over the world that work there. And it's this is a $1.7 billion project. It is one of the most high profile that the European Space Agency has done. The catch that they have is, well, just like NASA sees, they need money from governments, and they have to lobby governments for their cash. They have got a budget coming up later this year, and Europe has been through a rocky few years in terms of finances, and space exploration is one of the things that will be among the things that really start to suffer when governments start to feel the pinch and have to cut back. But a success like this, and it does seem that this has been a success after some tense final moments this morning, will do them no harm at all when it comes to going to lawmakers cap in hand and asking for some cash.
Well, Simon, we'll be anxious to see how it all works out. Thank you for your time and your patience.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Simon Owen joining us from Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. So we've got a few things going on if you're just joining us. Number one, Sean Hannity in Israel. We'll have a little bit more about that coming up. The idea of the illegals taking jobs here in this country. Bill Gein of Americans for Legal Immigration, PAC, will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And we are taking your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, on language and the big question of the morning. And I know you're going, gosh, Kevin, that's a lot. Well, this is the final thought. Ebola, whether or not we should be allowing the people that are infected to come into this country. Let's go to O in Eagle at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, O.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I thought I'd call in with a good PSA public service announcement with some Ebola safety tips
now,
for you and your audience.
Now, before we get into this, how's unemployment working out for you?
Well, you know, I got the shock of my life yesterday when I started shopping for Obamacare. And it's never going to fly, Kevin. I won't get off subject here, but nobody can afford Obamacare. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's your firsthand account. Are you regretting quitting your day job?
No, not really. I'll overcome that, but I can see how the average American cannot even afford it, subsidies or not. It's just ridiculous how expensive it is.
It's scary, and never mind the bureaucracy. So let's talk a little bit about Ebola.
Yes, here's my three public safety tips. Number one, do not eat a dead bat. Number two, do not touch a dead West African. And lastly, number three, do not buy a used hazmat suit on eBay.
Especially from Atlanta.
Right, exactly right. Just doing my part to help out, Ken.
You know, we really appreciate it, and I will be in touch with you. We're going back and forth on Facebook, so you're in my thoughts, brother.
Sounds good.
All right. O and Eagle, O Scott, the O Scott Show on YouTube and Facebook. Check him out, the conservative comedian. We're always here to support folks, and we support our friend O in Eagle. 580-5436, but before we get back to immigration here, you're on your way in. Maybe you're having some water. Maybe you're having a nice drink. Maybe you're like Tea Party Bob, and you got your – now, Tea Party Bob, don't get offended when I call it a sippy cup, but you know what I'm saying, these big things. And really, you know, they used to start at the gym, but we have our containers where we have our water and everything else in them. But, you know, you're sipping your sippy cup. And you're thinking to yourself, you're pondering the day, and this just Ebola thing, or Ebola, is just going crazy. And does the United States have a duty to be the world's primary health source? Are we the doc in the box for the rest of the world?
The experts at the CDC have assessed that there is no significant risk posed to Americans here in this country by this latest outbreak of Ebola.
Man, you talk about the money being spent to solve this disease, the expense, are you willing to pay for it? Maybe we should, in this computer age, we could, maybe not a true democracy, but when it comes to an expense, maybe instead of having Congress or the president have the ability to just do this, why don't we just all of a sudden we have a national email. Hey, do you want to spend $1 million to bring Ebola into this country? Vote yes now, vote no. And you could do it on your phone. I just wonder if the government could handle the people actually being responsible for their own money as opposed to the government spending ours. Or you could say, look, Kevin, this is a deadly illness. If this were you, if it were a member of your family, wouldn't you want to use every resource available that you had or that the American government had to save a life? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on.
This is my right.
I just exercised my power, and I pulled it. Well, it's legal to smoke when you're 18. You can vote. You can join the military and fight for this country. I'm not going to tell you you can't go in a smoking establishment and smoke if you choose. That's not my decision to make. I don't believe the city should be making it, and that's why I took the stand I did.
Talking about freedom.
Must Hear Radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, going back to what Dan and Meridian said before we talked about the space comet, if you will. I mean, so you turn in the illegals to the state of Idaho says, I'm sorry, you better pay the illegals. Well, they don't have the right documentation. I'm sorry, that's your problem, sir. We're going to fine you or whatever. And this is what, 5 or 6 years ago? Doesn't make sense. And then he called the sheriff and the sheriff said, okay, we'll take them down. And they hit the road. Well, they're not hitting the road now, but that's one issue. We're all also talking about language, and the big question here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is whether people that are infected with these deadly diseases, whether it's Ebola, whether it's something else, heck, whether it's the people that have tuberculosis or smallpox or whatever, all the diseases that, thankfully, in our country that we've eradicated are now being allowed into this country. Look, how scary is it? How do you know that the planes you're flying on are safe? Maybe they were contracted by the government to ship the illegals somewhere else. You know, and it's funny because you sit back and you, I mean, who was the NBC anchor that couldn't really figure out what the illegals, what did they do wrong? What did they do illegally? And I was watching this on one of the clips, and they were going back and forth about they really didn't know what the illegals were doing that was so wrong, as if coming into this country is your God-given right from wherever. I believe it was on CBS This Morning where they were saying, well, I really don't see what they've done illegally. And it's the equivalent of going into somebody's house and setting up shop. You have a three-bedroom house. Now, all of a sudden, you have a one-bedroom house. Do we have this?
Immigration is obviously something people are really debating a lot right now, especially when it comes to party lines between Republicans and Democrats. Who is more likely to report an illegal immigrant living next door?
Well, not surprisingly, Republicans are more likely to report illegal immigrants, but nobody is terribly likely to do it. 35% of Republicans said that they would. Only 22% of Democrats.
There we have it. I guess the Republicans are actually following the law. I love this. Gail King, Oprah's best friend, saying, as long as they're not doing anything illegal, let them stay.
23% of independents. 57% of Republicans said they would not report somebody living next door. 74% of Democrats. And I think Gail in the green room said, as long as they're not doing anything illegal,
right.
You know, let them live. Leave them alone.
Well, the problem is when you live, somebody's got to provide the food. And I suppose everybody that wants to keep America safe is wrong. Hey, look, Jack, as long as they're not doing anything illegal, let them live. Well, who's saying they can't live? Just not at our expense, right? Isn't that what being a responsible homeowner, business owner, family person is? You know, there was a time in America where the government actually was an example. Now it's an example of what not to do fiscally. Quickly to traffic at 580K. Thank you, Larry. Coming up, couple things that we're going to be focused on. Bill Gein will join us with the latest concerning the border. Number one. Number two, we're going to take a look at that recent attack in Afghanistan, the highest-ranking American killed since Vietnam. And my friends, we still have Americans, contractors, military still in that country. Got to pray for them. Got to support them. We'll get the details live from Steve Taylor coming up next hour. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Serving Emmett.